Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everyone. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line dedicated to giving God praise and to praying for people. Prayer and praise working together in a winning combination. If we can get that working together for America, we'll do much better. God bless you. This is a wonderful day to give God thanks and to give God praise. Thank God for all of you who are coming from every church affiliation, church denomination, from every background, from every economic strata. God bless you and you and you. God is real.
Yes, He is. Amen.
In this way, even last night on the blog line, God blessed us in such a phenomenal way. Even Tuesday night on the youth prayer line with Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, God blessed us in a tremendous way. He is real.
Yes, He is real.
And He will supply your every need as He promised. Thank God. Let's go down in prayer. Heavenly Father, I approach you as humbly as I can, humbly as I know how, because I realize that you are the creator of all things. You hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. And you have made all things and did it so well. Then on that seventh day, you rested. Thank you, because Hebrews, the third chapter, tells us that we shall enter into the rest with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for it. Now, Lord, we focus on this prayer line this morning that you would look on it and bless it in an ultra-awesome and ultra-phenomenal way. Every participant on this line, Lord, bless Jesus' name. Every praise report given by these precious people, Lord, bless them for lifting your name up. Bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Prayer, praise. Oh, God, bless them. Every prayer, praise. Bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody, even from yesterday, has their back against the wall. Somebody is going through a storm.
Take a step forward and dance.
On yesterday, God. And we praise you. Thank you. Because you are the deliverer. You delivered Daniel in the lion's den. You delivered Paul and Silas. You delivered Patricia Stern. You delivered Dr. Betty Johnson.
Yes.
So many you have delivered. And we want to thank you this morning for your deliverance. You delivered, Lord, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. You delivered, God, all of our ambassadors. You delivered Gina Hodges. You delivered so many. Sister Pauline Hendricks. And so many you have delivered in this modern day time.
Thank you
for it. You delivered Sheila Brown. All these precious prayer warriors have experienced your deliverance.
Yes, that is my Sheila.
Find that you can deliver every person on this line. Because
Amen.
If you need it for them, you can show nothing for these others. Now look on those who are going through storms. Like on last night here in Kansas City. Such a storm. But you brought us through.
Yes, you did. Yes,
that
you did.
Thank you, any storm. Bless, 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 bless. Bless in the name of Jesus. Bless in the city. Bless them in the city. Open doors that have been closed in their face. Give new opportunities. Give a better job. Greater job. Better paying job. And God, resolve these situations on the jobs where people are so jealous of the saints. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Give victory. I save you forever. Be in Jesus. Look on those less fortunate who are hurting this morning. Got pains in their bodies. Deliver, Lord, in Jesus' name. Set free in Jesus' name. Look on those who are under bridges.
Yes, Lord.
Exit on the highway. Oh, help our people. All those who, Lord, that are going through poverty here in the richest in the world.
Yes.
Look on them, God, and help them and bless them in Jesus' name. Those in prison, incarcerated, bless them. And we'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. And we'll keep you forever and ever. Thank God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. I hope you're awake. Hope you're awake. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning. Y'all awake?
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
I know you want to speak to your maker. I know you're not going to have to go down where you want to speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning,
Lord
Jesus.
Good morning. Good
morning, Lord.
Thank you for this morning.
Can you please, in a few minutes, can you give him some adoration? Amen. When I say praise check, that means that I'm looking for y'all to come on in and praise him. Let's do it right now. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That he is the ultimate. He's my God. Your God. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. I think I want to open up the wisdom seminar for just a little while here and get your take and what you think on certain things here. And let's get some wisdom. Amen. Get some wisdom on certain things.
Amen.
So, yes. Amen. Let me go to, let me see. Trying to find this scripture. Just give me a minute. Anybody got a praise report of what the Lord did for you? And so let me open the praise line just for a moment. Give me a moment to find this. All right? I think I got it. But let me get a praise report here. Who has the Lord been good to? Who has he been good to? You can tell them the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Somebody jump in there and give a praise report. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Good morning to you, Mother.
This is Ambassador Watson Carvin, Texas,
Yes,
and I just thank the Lord for this blessed day. And I have a short praise report. I had asked the prayer line to pray for a member of our church that called actually a couple of weeks ago that she was bleeding in the brain. And she was in the hospital in intensive care. Now, they did move her to a room, but they couldn't get her blood pressure regulated. But she's been released from the hospital. Sunday, and they don't want her blood pressure to be over 150, so they did take her back to the hospital on Sunday night, but she has been released and got a message from her daughter yesterday. She's cooking. So we just thank the Lord for
taking her. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That just calls a praise goes there. That just calls for praise. Give God, here's a woman who was bleeding in the brain, and now she's left the hospital, and she was cooking. I tell y'all ought to be able to read that and know a praise goes there. Lord, praise your name. Thank you for what you've done. And we appreciate so much, Lord, of your moving and giving a wonderful miracle. Thank God. Let me get one more and I'll be ready. One more praise report.
913 Ambassador Alexia Brown. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. I have a grandson, Perry Jr., and he lives with me. He's 5 years old. And yesterday, he went to school, and like every day, I try to pray over him before he goes to school. But yesterday, about 4 o'clock, I've been having a little trouble with my right foot, and I live on a great big old hill. So what I've been doing, I've been standing on my desk, and when Terry Jr. gets off the bus, I will say, Terry, and he will say, yes, Granny, yes. So, you know, he'll come on up. But this particular day, God told me to put on your shoes, and you get down the hill, and I'm going to see to you getting down and back up. But when I got to the bus stop, the principal from the school was getting, rode the bus, getting off the bus with my little grandson because he had been crying. And God had already established a relationship with me and this principal. He gave me favor with this lady. And she said to me, Mrs. Brown, I know how your transportation is. And she said, I just want to tell you this. I was sent by God to ride the bus home with your baby and to talk to you and tell you a few things. She said he is such a pleasant, pleasant little boy. But she said, Mrs. Brown, it was time to line up for recess. And she said that Terry wanted to stay out a little bit longer, so that kind of messed his day up. She said he had a great day until about 3 o'clock yesterday. But that's incredible to me, and that's a praise report. God will send a principal to ride a school bus, thinking of me, loving me and my grandkids that much. He will send a principal, and the principal said to me, she said, I had to get here to you. She said, I even asked the bus driver, if I get him to his grandma, would you get me home? She said, the bus driver said, yes, I will take you home. And I thank God for the relationship that he set up with me and the bus driver and me and the principal. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the favor he gave me to send that principal here to care enough about me to do that. And God bless you.
God bless you. And thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe this scripture that I'm opening up for the wisdom seminar, that fits right with what we just heard in all those testimonies. And it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together good to them who are the called according to his purpose. I want to find out what that means to you all this morning. Have y'all had that to happen in your life? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Even when you've had something that you didn't like happen, God let it work out for your good because you love God and that you're called according to his purpose. All right. I'm going to open that up to you all this morning. Amen. And let me know what that means to you all right? The line is open to anybody who just jump in there and say, here's what that means to me. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together. All things. Not all things work together. For good. For your good. All right, go ahead, Mother. Who wants to jump in there and tell us what that means to you?
I'll jump in there. This is Michelle Tubbs, Miss Jesus Brown's best friend.
Michelle who?
Tubbs.
Tubbs. Okay, go ahead.
And a few weeks ago, I was in the darkest. I was going through situations. And you told me, you said, give your worries to God and always take 6 steps forward through the storm and dance. And God, that has worked for me so good. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning.
Beautiful.
And Pastor, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's my friend, Michelle Tubbs. And this is her first time on the prayer line this morning. She's in Belle, Missouri, and she wanted to join us this morning.
Dr. Michelle Tubbs?
Yes.
Do you want to say anything else? You did wonderful.
You just did wonders for me that day.
I understand
so much.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
It's going to work out for you.
I know.
Anybody else? All things work together for your good.
Yes.
The Lord. Come on. Anybody else want to tell us what that means to you? Some of y'all live by that scripture right there.
Amen. 913, can't see the Kansas Ambassador, let's see a Brown. That scripture means to me, as long as I got the love of Christ in my heart, I don't care what it looks like, what comes against me, and things that I don't like, yes, that can happen, but in the end, and I can't see it because it's a spiritual thing and God is working. It means to me whatever happens in the end is going to work for my good. And that reminds me of that message, rejection is for our protection. And God can block the things to happen, and he's going to make sure that it works, till you're just going to work all together, till you're doing not some things, but all things going to work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. No matter what it looks like, it's going to work good for you.
Hallelujah. And he said, and he's none short of his word. Amen. Yes, it is. All right. Somebody else, tell us what that means. 757-394. Tell us what that means. 847-533-312-972. Tell us what it means to you. Come on, jump in there. 816-617. Tell us what that means to you. All things work together.
All. As long as you have Jesus in your life.
All right, give us your name and tell us what that means. 773 Chicago 653. All right. 901-273. Tell us what that means to you. Amen. I'm in your territory. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All things work together for the good. Somebody speak for the Lord. Come on, come on, open up and speak for the Lord.
All things work together for good for them that love the Lord. You know, it might not seem like it's good, but it'd be good. So sometimes we can take drink bitter tea or something like that, but it'd be the best for us. So the word of God is sweet to us. And we may think it's not because of the things that we go through. It don't seem like it's working for our good. But it works for our good because the word of God said it does. And because if we don't go through anything, we can't tell nobody else anything. So it works for our good to know that God is able to take care of us through whatever situation that we be in, and if it's his will, he can overthrow plans and he can make plans. So God is good to us.
Amen. I'm living in that scripture. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are the called.
Mm-hmm.
According to, I'm living in that. Yeah. Betty and I were in Texas for 30 years, thought we were going to stay there. And the Lord called us and said, go to Kansas. I was dependent on her. I didn't want to come back to Kansas. This is our home. Amen. And I was dependent on her to say, no. And the Lord was saying, let's stay in Texas. But you let me down.
They always say, you go home to your roots.
But the Lord, God moved on her, and she said, I know the Lord is saying, go to Kansas, too. I was depending on you, amen, but she didn't.
I'm glad she came.
Yeah,
like,
Lord, Jesus, Lord's voice. I knew that was God. I knew it was. And we came to Kansas City, and praise the Lord. But if we hadn't heard the cry of the Lord, a lot of things would never have happened. Number one, I would have never fasted those 1,000 days. I wouldn't have done that in Texas because I was too busy doing my concerts around the country. And if we hadn't come here, I never would, doing that fast of the 1,000 days, I never would have heard the Lord say to me, when I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And God said, why don't you? I never would have thanked him 1,000 times. And that thank you led to people thanking him all over the world now 1,000 times. Some thanking him 9,000 and 10,000 times some days. Amen. That would have never happened because I was too busy doing other things. And if I hadn't come to Texas, we would have never started Amazing Grace. Amen. Oh, my God. And if I hadn't come to Texas, we would have never started this prayer line. We wouldn't have done it.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you.
And you wouldn't have been on this prayer line like this if we hadn't come to Kansas. Amen. I wouldn't have given a sign. Sometimes you have to get into a sign position. Don't worry, I got that. I'm going to present a sign position. brother, my brother David. Amen. He hears something good. He'll holler out, "I got that. I got that. Don't you touch it, Doc. Doc, don't you touch it. Don't you touch it. I got it, Doc. And don't y'all touch that. I got it. I got it." Amen. But sometimes you have to get in a fine position, a position where God can give you signs and you can hear him and hear the signs and see the signs that he's given to you. So without, you know, the Lord doing all things are working together for the good. Are you saying that you've got the house as big as you had in Texas? No. Are you saying that you have as much prestige in Kansas as you had in Texas? No. What are you saying? I'm just saying that you're better off when you obey God. And all things will work together for you, for your good. The house is coming. Amen. God has blessed me now to have notoriety in Kansas. But you see, all things will, that it's not about all that kind of stuff. It's just about being in the center of God's will. And God will let everything work out for your good when you're in the center of God's will. All right, let me take one more person again. Give me what that means to you. Somebody
Amen.
Else.
Amen. Mother did get, I want to say it means a lot to me. Because that first verse, and we know, you have to know by faith. And I was thinking about so many times, I don't let it get me upset because I know that it's working for my good. And I was thinking about some years ago when we were going on a trip and somebody else, we were going to trail somebody. And we got to their house and we had to wait for them for about an hour. But in that, when we did get on the expressway and started going, we found that it had been a terrible accident. And if we had been earlier, we might have been in that accident. I just learned from so many things. Sometimes you may be crying, but you have to know that all that is working for your good. Things that you don't get, it's like they said, rejection is for your protection. Sometimes you be turned down and you be wanting to cry because you know you were qualified for this thing. But God knew more than you did, and he knew that in the long run it wasn't for your good. But he let it all work out. This is already, fight is already fixed. And I thank God for that scripture because I live by it too.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City, Missouri. And Mother Digby, I thank God for that remark that you just made. I really can relate to what you were saying there. Sometimes we may be going through things or doing things, and we think that we're doing the right thing, but we have to stop and ask them, are we doing?
Amen.
Are we doing what God wants us to do? And I think Sister Sheila came in and mentioned the message, rejection is for your protection. And I understand that also. There's so many different ways that we can look at these things. But when we take things into our own hands, think that the Lord needs our help, that's when things go bad.
We need God.
So when we hear the word, all things work together for the good, we just got to take our hands off. God is going to work it out. The more we try to put our hands in it, the more we try to fix it, the bigger mess we make. We got to humble ourselves and just wait. Depend on the Lord. Have faith in God because he got us. He's got a blessing in store for us that we won't have room enough to receive. That's my take on that scripture. I thank you for it, Chief. It is a timely scripture.
Amen.
Thank scripture this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Let me see. Well, let me take one more, maybe two more. Anybody want to say anything? The line is open to you. All right, you know, and when I think about that, it reminds me also of when I was on the highway and I was on my way home and I was getting ready to get over in the right lane and I heard a voice say, "Don't move, don't move." And I obeyed the voice of the Lord and stayed right there in that same lane. And soon, about 1 second after I heard that voice and after I decided not to move over, I heard, a car came by me doing about 100, maybe 110 miles an hour. And if I had moved over to the right lane, can you imagine what would have happened?
Yeah.
God saved my life. Some of y'all, some of y'all is lying. You know the devil has tried to kill you. He's trying his best to kill you. Because why? Because you are a threat to his kingdom. But if you just listen to the voice of the Lord, all things will work together for the good, for them that love the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? All right. God bless y'all. I thank God for this wisdom seminar this morning. You who are in Africa and Asia and Haiti and all around Germany and France and Russia, all of y'all, we want to thank God for you. Hopefully we brought something up this morning that helps you and that is a blessing to you and your family. No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it may seem to be, just fall in love with Jesus. And he's not going to treat you any differently than he treats his other children. God will not treat you any different than he treats his other children. And all things will work together because Romans 2:11 says God is not a respecter of persons. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he did for somebody else on this line, he will sure enough do for you. God bless you. All right. Let's move here to our prayer request because I want to see God do some ultra awesome miracles. Wouldn't y'all say that was an ultra awesome miracle? Wouldn't you say something incredible happened this morning? Wouldn't you say that testimony about how that lady was bleeding in the brain and God stopped the bleeding? She's out in the hospital and was cooking. Wouldn't y'all say that was something incredible that happened here, and it happened through this prayer line. Amen. I preached the message the first part of the year. So why don't you put out good rumors? Amen. If somebody want to put out something bad, want to talk about all the prayer line, this and that. Somebody said the prayer line ain't as anointed used to be. I think it's you who ain't anointed as you used to be. Because the prayer line is more anointed than it used to be. So many signs and so many wonders that God is using this prayer line. You just got one. The lady was bleeding in the brain, and God touched her. Yeah. You know the woman. Yeah, out of the hospital cooking. Prayer line is more. So why don't you put out a rumor on the prayer line that God is using this prayer line as never before. Sometimes we have to take a step down to step up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That message called a step down to step up. In other words, God has to wean and prune and get certain folk away in order for something to grow. Amen. And God is doing that in the name of Jesus. Thank God for what he's doing. All right. The line is open for prayer. Amen. If you need prayer, it would be remiss of you not to come on this prayer line, and make your prayer request known so you can get prayer and God can give you an ultra awesome miracle. I want to see who wants prayer this morning. We're opening up the prayer line to you. Okay, the line is open if you have a prayer request. Who's the first one?
I have one.
Good morning.
Give us your name.
This is Michelle Tubbs again, and I have a very big prayer to be let out to my sister Sheila and her grandbaby.
All right. Oh. Come on, God, to bless Sister Sheila and her grandchild.
All three of them, all four of them, baby. All four of them, baby. Take
okay.
care of them and always, always take care of my friend. I don't know sometimes what I'd do without her.
That's so compassionate of you. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Michelle. All right, who's next? You have a prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Renee.
I haven't been able to get on the prayer line for the last two mornings. I have been a caregiver for this in its private case, and she's in the hospital right now. Her blood pressure went way down, and she just turned 100. On Sunday.
Oh, beautiful.
But y'all just pray for her. Her name is Miss Jessie. And the family and her have really been a blessing to me. I love this family, and I really think that I have been a blessing to them.
Amen.
And y'all continue. I love.
Go ahead.
I love y'all all. Y'all continue to pray for me, and I love y'all all. And again, that I'm sorry I haven't been able to get on the prayer line, but I have thought about y'all a lot. And I love y'all all. Y'all all have a blessed day.
Thank you, man.
All right, anyone else with a prayer request?
Yes, I want to be Ambassador Meg Sheila Brown. Would you all please continue to pray for Chief Ambassador and his family, Lady Betty, the grandchildren, and the in-laws? And can we also continue to keep praying for the new amazing grace? Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else having a prayer request?
Father Digby, I'm close. And also.
All right, somebody is in your car. You got your window down. We hear all that noise from your window. Okay, can you kind of just roll your window up or just press star? That's a new thing. Ambassador Hagen, if you would get ready here, I want to get a station identification and give instructions. Amen. Because some people have not heard those new instructions. All right. See, that's that wind by your car there. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
This is 913. This is Mother Daniel.
I want
to pray for my pastor. Pastor Dr. Bernard Johnson and Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson for health and strength.
Oh, thank you so much, Mother Daniel. And that's the lady who first called me. She was the first one ever to call me pastor. Amen.
Thank you.
Mother,
you showed up my pastor now.
She says I'm the greatest pastor in the whole wide world.
Yes, I do. Yes, you are.
Thank you, Mother Daniel. God bless you. All right. Open up the line for another prayer request if you have it. Anybody else?
This is Pastor Carlton, Texas, and me for our pastor's wife's brother. I don't know if it's Christmas. Diagnosed with brain cancer. He's in the hospital.
Is your pastor's brother?
Yes, her brother.
Oh. Her brother, pastor's wife's brother, or what?
Yes. His name is Higgins. His last name is Higgins. I don't know his first
name. Higgins?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he had brain cancer. You know what? God ain't scared of nothing, y'all.
Oh, no.
One reason why he has no need to be, because he's God. But another reason is because he made everything. And anything he makes, anything he made, he can fix. I don't know if y'all, that's a heavy statement, y'all. Anything he makes, he can fix.
Yeah.
Anything he made, he can fix. Yeah. Amen. That's a true statement. My God. So he's not afraid of nothing and nobody, because he made us all and he made everything, the good and the bad. Uh-huh. And I keep on answering that question to people. Well, why would he make the bad? Why would he make the evil? He made it for his glory. Amen. Cancer is not a good thing. It's an evil thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But when pastor's wife's brother Higgins can have brain cancer, and God go inside the brain and tell cancer to get out.
Yeah.
This is my temple. You can't live in my house. The temple is a house. And he tell him, get out. And cancer has to get out right away. And that man is healed. But what do you think that's for? That's for the glory of God. That
Amen.
Man will lift his hands, and even his sister and brother will lift their hands and give God glory.
Amen.
And say, nobody could have done it but God. Lord, we thank you. See, he makes things for his glory. Amen. You got
Amen.
Diabetes, you own dialysis, or what it may be, whatever. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called upon his purpose, and for his glory. Amen. Somebody on diabetes is on dialysis, and all of a sudden they go there, and prayer is given by the saints, and they go there, and all of a sudden, the doctor says, I can't find no diabetes cells in you. You don't have diabetes anymore. I'm taking you off of dialysis. Who do you think is the glory?
God.
Oh, my God.
God.
Now you see why he made everything. If the devil, I keep on telling y'all this, it's going to register one day. If the devil had made cancer, if the devil had made diabetes, all of y'all would have been dead 20 years ago. Y'all wouldn't have been on the skyline. You would have been dead in your grave if the devil had made it. Because you have made, you're such a threat to his kingdom. He wouldn't have let you live. You'd have been dead. I would have, you know, if I had something like that. Man, anything that you may have, any problem that you have, thank the Lord for it, because
thank
it's a setup for his glory. Oh, my
thank
God. It's a setup. Set up for his glory.
Thank you.
Y'all from the street will understand that quite well.
Thank you.
God save you. All right, anybody else? On this prayer line, I want
to... Johnson is... I'm asking you to pray for my cousin Carolyn. She's the one I've been asking for prayer for the cataract on her eyes, where they took her yesterday. She's in ICU, and I'm asking God to touch and heal Carolyn. Whatever the reason is, I'm believing God to heal her.
I believe that it's all things working together for the good. All right, let's see what the Lord does for us. We certainly will pray for us. That's our seventh prayer request. Let's take those prayer requests and run with it. Anybody want to pray, talk to God? We have enough compassion for these precious people. But you pray this morning. Even if you didn't get all the names, come on.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you this morning, God, just to say thank you, 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 Thank you for the laying down last night, Lord God. Thank you for the early rising this morning, Lord God. Father God, thank you that you brought us through the storms.